just a reminder, one reason it's great to end so slowly is because you're not meant to just snap out and get back into your previous mode. You're meant to carry something with you. And just not waking up, but just kind of coming slowly back in helps you just to almost keep one hand on that sense of God's presence, that awareness of God's presence. So, discussion, comments, questions, thoughts?
That fuzzy background noise in my mind, and it's a, you know, there's a silence, but if you actually listen, there's this background fuzz. The more you do it, does that over time drop off?
Are you talking about a physical sound that exists around you that you're aware of?
No, internally, not even in my ears. It's like in somewhere in my mind, it's like a fuzz, as if a radio is off station.
Yeah.
It's really quiet.
That kind of stuff, Neil, that kind of stuff changes a lot and very frequently. You'll be amazed. A week or two and it'll be different, you know. But even 2 years in, you can have for a week or two, you know, something different that you're aware of that's happening. And the whole goal is to let all of that go. Like, don't, you know, just think of that as one of the boats on the top of the river. It's whatever, just let it float by. I remember, for example, when I went on the 8-day retreat, the silent retreat, where we're doing 3.5 to 4.5 hours of this a day. And it was, I think many of you know, I said it was probably the most special thing I've done in my walk. One of the most unbelievable things. But one of the things that would bug me is that I'd get some silly song that I knew, like just going around. Like at first it would bug me, like I don't want the silly song. I think it was like an ABBA song or something, you know, like Fernando. Yeah, I can hear the guns, Fernando. Like, what's this doing? I'm trying to...
Thanks for putting that in there, Rob.
Yeah, that's for you. And that was a ways into this practice for me, during a time when I was doing it for 4.5 hours a day. And you don't know, like, what's going on. And so just think, just let it go. If you have to keep letting... And the one great thing about this practice is everything that you let go does eventually go, other than... And all that stays is God's presence. And that's what's awesome. But it might take a while, you know, for...
Yeah, but that's helpful. I'll just categorize it with the thoughts, like you said, just let it go.
Yeah, I didn't say this early on, but Thomas Keating actually defines thoughts quite broadly. He says, for the purpose of this practice, a thought is anything. a concept, a picture, a thought, a strong feeling, a sound, ABBA song. You know, it's kind of everything that you have to let go to come to silence and just that place of God's presence. Questions for Don. By the way, Don's, he's kind of building up a head of steam here. He's going to share soon, but he's going to Toronto and then to England for 2 weeks. And I'm just going to finish kind of laying the basic lessons of centering prayer, and then we're going to hear from the maestro some of his experiences. So how was that now for you guys? I mean, other comments or questions?
Are you noticing any benefit throughout your day after spending this time in silence?
Yeah,
I'd have to say, yeah, I'd have to say I am.
Yeah, I am too, yeah.
Just, I don't even know how to describe it. More aware, maybe?
More in the present?
Yes.
Dave, you were nodding there. What?
Yeah, no, I think at least that's still got to come from me, I think. It's in the very early days, it just has felt like a challenge, but then I know that comes back down to the resting and the effort. But you talk of Amazon, there's just such a wide range of things that buzz around. But actually, it's almost surprising, I find myself thinking, well, where did that come from? That's the new interesting thought. They just all over the place, just seem to be a continuing cascade of these things. So, yeah, we need to spend more time doing it, and I'm looking forward to experiencing some of these benefits.
Dave, admittedly, you are an engineer, so that's a whole different brain, you know? It's just, but God is big, you know? Even an engineer's brain is possible.
A woman's brain is
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, that comment and Don's question, actually, it's something I want to underline that I'm not sure I've said at all. One of the things Thomas Keating stresses is that the benefits of centering prayer are not meant to be felt during the time itself. Now, I, to be honest, only half buy into that, because some of my times of centering prayer have been unbelievable. They've been amazing. But it's true to say that many of my times of centering prayer have just felt like they're difficult and like I'm just can't do this, like I get distracted so much. But truly, I can tell you that even 1 month into it for me, 2 months, and certainly now at near the 2 year mark, there's no question that the benefits outside of the times are very profound, and those are, well, we've discussed them all, but those range from, most importantly, the spiritual, that sense of God's presence, the peace, the transformation, the unhooking, the untangling, but through to the energy and the, you know, creativity and clearer thinking and that type of thing. So, yeah. Well, it's already the end of our time. So, any parting shots from anyone? Please.
I just have always been hooked on John 17, and I might have mentioned this last time. So I think about this as John 17:3 becoming reality. That eternal life is to know the Father and the one whom he sent, Jesus Christ, his Son. Mm. And I just...
That's good.
It's life. And I'm glad that you said carrying it on through, because Peter is not special, okay? We're all special, right? And where was he in his life when he was walking down the street and heaven was impacting everyone around him?
Wow.
And we're all made in that image.
And I just want to add to that one thing I listened to this week. You guys know that Thomas Keating recently died at about 96 years of age. And that video I played, they did a lot of interviews with him before he died just to get a lot of his thoughts. But one thing they asked him soon before his death is they said, "Are you looking forward to going home?" And he said, "I am home." And that's exactly what Christ said. This is eternal life, to know you. It's like here. So it's not to say it doesn't get better, of course. But we don't really know, and we're not meant to live in the future.
Billions and billions of years.
Yeah, and it will be. I mean, it will be. But we're meant to live in the present,
mm-hmm.
and it's not for one day. So anyway... Hey, Colby, what does the United Kingdom say?
Hey, Rob. Hey, guys. I mean, you know, we spoke before the start of this, I think. It's been an interesting journey. I think what you were saying about the actual time of centering praise, you don't necessarily experience anything. I can probably agree with you on that, because that's probably what I feel like. It's not like I'm having crazy encounters at that very time. And then I found that really encouraging. However, I have also noticed random things, like I find myself praying in tongues during the day now at work. You know, where you don't even know you're doing it, and suddenly you just realize you are. And so you can definitely start seeing some of the shifts coming through. So I'm really positive. Yeah, so already starting to see some of the things feeding into the day.
Awesome. Okay, folks, well, listen, we'll end it there, and we'll see you next week. And we'll post this in the notes for you to access.